This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Do you remember that song, Rolene Marks?
I do remember that song. We've got very, very limited time.
Okay, all right. Rolene, let's...
Some big, big news stories that we have to anticipate this week. And the biggest story, which we are waiting for tomorrow, is a major announcement from Australia. And that is that the Australian government are reportedly going to formally recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is a year and, well, tomorrow will be 6 days after the United States formally recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital last year. And as you can imagine, a lot of excitement on both sides of the fence. Some happy excitement, some more tense, but we're looking forward to a major announcement by Australia tomorrow. Now, this doesn't mean that they necessarily will move their embassy, and this is largely due to budget constraints. But they have said that Canberra will establish a consular office in Jerusalem until the embassy could be moved there. And this follows the Czech Republic, who are moving their embassy in various stages from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Rolene, we actually had a discussion earlier in studio as to whether it was news or not, if they haven't done it yet. And my colleague, Paul, was actually saying, well, maybe it kind of needs to be preparing the rest of the world for it. Why do you think it's such a big thing? Why not just make it news once Australia do make the announcement?
Well, I think because of where we're situated, you know, no other country in the world has to justify their capital except for the state of Israel. And Australia is a major Western country, a major ally to the state of Israel. There's been a lot of discussion about the recognition of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is not formally recognized by many countries in the world, or most countries in the world, as the capital of Israel. So just the fact that another country is prepared to, especially a major Western power like Australia, is huge news. It also opens up the opportunity for debate and discussion. I know the Palestinians are not happy about this at all, but it looks like President Trump certainly set a precedent. You know, he is known to be a disruptor, and disrupting yet again with his announcement last year. It is major news. It is major news because yet again a different precedent happens with Israel than with any other country in the world.
Yeah. Look, you know, is it news until it's happened? I don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting discussion. Rolene, two car rammings have been prevented. And can you also give us an update from the Ofra terror attack?
Well, very concerning for us in Israel is an uptick in terror over the last couple of days. Late Sunday night was the shooting of seven Israelis, one of whom is a 21-year-old woman from Ofra who was pregnant. The baby was delivered via C-section. The mother, Shira, is improving slightly. She has apparently regained consciousness. According to her family, she has opened her eyes and started to cry. She doesn't know that her baby has been delivered. The baby at the moment is in critical condition, and we really encourage for more prayers for the healing of Shira, her husband, who's also injured, the other victims, because there were other victims who were shot as well. Thank goodness, none of them critical, but they need our prayers as well as the baby, who we just call Tinok, because the baby hasn't been obviously named yet. The baby's still in critical condition, and RDF troops are still on a manhunt for the perpetrator, and did clash with Palestinians in Ramallah earlier today when residents of Ramallah threw rocks and projectiles at troops, which prompted President Abbas to appeal to the international community to castigate Israel for this daytime raid in Ramallah. However, anyone with half a brain would possibly be a lot more sympathetic to the victims who have been shot in a yet another horrendous terror attack. And two car rammings, thank goodness, prevented outside of Hebron this morning. A Palestinian man accelerated his car towards a group of border police officers. IDF troops fired warning shots into the air, and he was stopped and arrested. In another incident, just outside Hebron, a Palestinian driver shot dead.
Gosh. Yeah, different day, different issue. Rolene, let's just find out what else is happening with the Arab League warning Brazil of danger to ties if they move their embassy.
Well, excuse me, as you can see, the embassy musical chairs is a very, very big news story. It doesn't just affect, you know, building moving from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, but it has a knock-on effect with our allies and with certain blocs around the world as well. And the Arab League has warned Brazil's very controversial president-elect Jair Bolsonaro that moving Brazil's embassy to Jerusalem would be a serious setback for relations with Arab countries. They have said that should Bolsonaro moves or make the decision to move the embassy, it would be considered a violation of international law and the United National Security Council resolutions. And this is from the Secretary General of the Arab League, General Ahmed Aboulgeit. However, Bolsonaro is not the type of person. He's very much like Trump. He's extremely controversial. Bolsonaro is not the type of person to listen to or be dictated to, and it remains to be seen what's going to happen. But over the next 2 months, certainly a lot of very, very interesting and controversial maneuverings will start taking place.
Very interesting. And that is where we leave it, Rolene Marks. Wish you a refuah shleima. I hope that you are able to just shake this cold.
What gave it away?
No, it was just my, it was my, purely my gut instinct. You sound fabulous.
Purely your gut. Not the nasal slop.
No. Rolene, refuah shleima. We'll speak tomorrow. That's Rolene Marks. She's the Israel advocate. We speak to her here on the afternoon drive.